What now?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The White House and Treasury Department both say a collapse of the auto industry would be catastrophic. A $14 billion loan bailout couldn't make it through the Senate. Republicans point to the United Auto Workers, saying they wouldn't yield to near-term wage cuts. The UAW says the GOP plan would have hit workers and retirees too hard. Now Senate leaders and carmakers are calling on the president to do something. That could mean dipping into the Wall Street bailout. Speaking of which, I wonder what Wall Street thinks of all this right now. Well, it's down about 1% and a third for the Dow, 115 points. NASDAQ down 2 points, and the S&P 500 down by about 11 points so far this morning. Asian stocks were down, especially where they make cars. Japan down 5.5%, South Korea down 4.5%. And European stocks are lower for the most part, about 3% for London, Paris, and Frankfurt. The price of coal has been on the decline for months. It's plummeted more than 60% since the summer, and it could go down even more next year. That's not good news on the green energy front. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sarah Gardner.
Coal is a main ingredient in steel, and right now nobody's buying much steel to make cars and buildings. So the price of metallurgical coal to make steel has melted, and that affects prices for so-called thermal coal, the cheaper stuff power plants use. Jim Thompson edits the Coal and Energy Price Report.
Metallurgical coal not going to steel makers then is available for electric utilities to purchase, which obviously causes the price of thermal coal to go down as well.
But cheap coal gives utilities less incentive to invest in cleaner energy like wind. Even in Europe, where emissions from power plants are capped, coal now looks appealing. Analyst Jeff Allen is at ICF International.
The cheapness of it even makes up for the penalty that companies have to buy these allowances.
That means some European utilities might just buy more carbon emission permits rather than switch to something greener. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Wholesale numbers fell last month by 2.2%, the fourth month in a row. Yeah, it's good news for prices to fall, especially oil and food, but then investors get a little itchy about the risk of deflation. Inventories were down by 0.6% in October, the biggest cut in more than 5 years, and retail sales fell in November. The Labor Department's come out with new temporary farm worker regulations, but the rules go into effect 4 days before the Bush administration leaves office. Critics say it'll bolster the replacement of the American worker. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
The government's H-2A visa program allows farmers to hire a limited number of temporary foreign laborers when American workers aren't available. The Labor Department says the new regulations streamline the visa application process while protecting wages and working conditions. But the AFL-CIO's Sonia Ramirez says the rules will cut already low salaries for migrant farm workers.
By allowing H-2A guest workers to earn less money than they currently earn, as well as to force U.S. workers in an unfair competition for lower wages against these H-2A workers, all farm workers are affected negatively in terms of their wages.
But Paul Schlegel with the American Farm Bureau says the new rules tie wage rates more accurately to prevailing market-based salaries for temporary farm workers.
We consider the existing wage inflated, so this is much closer to reality.
Critics hope Congress or the incoming Obama administration will reverse the new rules early next year. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Gather.com. If it's happening in the world, it's being discussed on Gather. You can join the conversation at Gather.com.
All right. The economy's in the gutter, job cuts every day. Let's head over to the land of make-believe, Hollywood. Everything's better, of course, in Tinseltown, right? Well, not so much. Movie makers are hoping for a holiday miracle. NBC is keeping its late-night icon and cutting its prime-time expense. And the big story, the Screen Actors Guild gearing up for a vote on whether to strike. We put the business of Hollywood in perspective with Michael Spire, the executive editor of Variety. Michael, a SAG strike would be a big deal here on the West Coast. How would it affect jobs in the entertainment industry?
It would affect it in a monumental way, because everybody attached to a television show or attached to a movie, and that's the real behind-the-scenes players. When the writers went on strike, you saw a lot of people lose their jobs temporarily. Yeah. Shows that went off the air, people were let go in the technical aspects of the shows and the movies. People pulling their kids out of private school, people selling their houses, people moving. All of that would be compounded by the fact that the economy is so bad that L.A., which is kind of the entertainment business is so needed in this city, it would just collapse.
All right. NBC moving Jay Leno from after the news to before the news into prime time. 5 nights a week at the same time, 10 o'clock Eastern. What kind of money are we talking about in savings? Because NBC's not having to produce primetime programming.
Exactly. And it's going to be in the millions and millions and millions of dollars, because it's not just primetime programming. It's expensive primetime programming. The cost of, let's say, a Law and Order or something like that has skyrocketed into the millions of dollars per episode. And the problem with that, of course, is now you have 5 fewer hours every week to take care of. And so the creative community is angry, because that's less programming that they get to pitch and they get to make. And of course, NBC says, well, this is what the public wants. They want Jay Leno at that time. We just have to wait and see if that's exactly true.
So some big flicks coming out today. Any success stories that you see?
Well, The Day the Earth Stood Still is Keanu Reeves. It's a big event movie, and it's opening in a large amount of theaters. And so that's probably going to do it. Four Christmases is holding on extremely well. It's kind of a comedy that's kind of hit a chord with everyone. But now is the time of year you see a lot of these prestige picks opening up what we call platforming. And you see something like Doubt with Meryl Streep, based on the stage play, or The Reader, which is a World War II movie with Kate Winslet and Ralph Fiennes. You see these movies kind of opening in few theaters and see how they do. Milk did very well a couple of weeks ago, Slumdog Millionaire, Frost Nixon. They open in small amounts of theaters. If they do well, they platform out. That's what we're going to see with a lot of movies now every weekend, along with some of the big ones coming down the pike. But this weekend should be all about Keanu Reeves.
Michael Speier from Daily Variety, thanks.
My pleasure.
Hey. Check us out online, marketplace.org, stories, the numbers all there inside our webcast, and podcast too at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a good weekend.
American Public Media.